So on this series called Does Pat Get It? I, Pat, decided to dive into the middle of a comic series with no prior information and see if, for somehow, with all the clues or information gathered, I can realize what the story is at that certain point. Today, I'll be looking at The New Mutants, number 49, published by Marvel, written by Chris Claremont, and art by Brett Blevins. Going back in time with this one, back to 87, so Magneto becomes a good guy, and with the disappearance, or death, of Professor Xavier, he becomes the new headmaster of Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters. With this new leadership, Magneto establishes a new team of superheroes, but not experienced like the X-Men, but rather a group of novices, the New Mutants. In the current arc of this issue, the New Mutants have been transported in a not-so-distant future in which a great war occurred between man and mutant kind. With this war, mutants have become the masters of the world, and the tables have turned. Humans are now stuck in squalor and treated as second-class citizens, while mutants are the ones in power and in charge. As seen by Daniel Moonstar, aka Mirage, the New Mutants' co-leader, Xavier's school has been retrofitted into a Hall of Heroes, so to speak, with statues made of the great mutants that were lost during or after the war, including the X-Men and even Mirage herself. After a rumble with local law enforcement, the New Mutants are captured and brought to the leaders of this new world. These leaders are the future versions of New Mutants members Bobby, aka Sunspot, and Amara, aka Magma, who claim that if they hadn't joined the Hellfire Club, possibly an evil affiliate group of the mutants, mutant kind would have been wiped out and the world is better this way. A fight ensues, but the New Mutants are once again detained and we get a to be continued. Honestly, this is an interesting idea. I've never really kept up with X-Men, and mostly focused on the exploits of Wolverine, but to see a new bunch of faces was a nice surprise. The art is pretty good, and is shown exceptionally well when depicting the neon-colored member of the New Mutants, Cypher. Though I've never really been in the team superheroes, like the Avengers, the X-Men, or the Justice League, and rather prefer the solo adventures amongst the team members, I'll be looking for more issues and the collections of the New Mutants.